Well, this is think that if we say that we got to do half it because of this survey, the price of labor doesn't. Particularly with shipping prices, they never do better in their life. They ought to be willing to go for that. Now, who are we going to have negotiate that with them? Say, this is the best we can do, and this meets my standard of available shipping. And therefore, if the deal's going to fall through, it isn't because we didn't, but because...
We have a little turnaround time, Mr. President. I think your suggestion to Bill Wirtz is the best, that when he gets back from Chicago, that he ought to get right on with the George meeting. That it's only conditional, and that may make it easier to do. We're now in a box with the Soviets. They're going to have to deal out one back play about the pride, and Tommy and George are going to have to go back through the briefing and make sure that this thing gets understood, that that's the least of our concerns, that we want it delivered as quick as possible. This is the best we can do, and that the reason we're in this box is that they put us in it, because I suspect for the same political reasons they said American ships. They wanted to avoid this whole question.
Very well about that.
Well, I think so, yeah, I
comments is to say, of course, this is a labor matter. This is an anti-communist matter.
Well, this is just to get at the flag of convenience stuff. You could rather have a Russian ship, I should think, than a
car. But if we let the dealers do the charter, then we avoid all this discrimination problem. I think this may be one on the way out. I think you have to post the veterans in any event, because if that's all true, you've got to be.
Has to be the monkey, has to be on there. No question.
Well, then you see, they're going to say, why'd you put this condition? And I'm going to say, well, because the Russians agreed to it. That's why I think one of the points you make, just saying, well, now if this falls through, then they're going to say the president, well, if it fell through in shipping, why did you put that condition? He's going to say, well, because the Russians agreed to it. And you're going to say, what? So we're going to end up all looking rather bad, so let's get the deal made. And then it seems to me that if privately, without you two and agree in the name and say, well, now here's the deal.
I don't agree with last night, and I emphasize the three steps. Done to discriminate. much in this country, Bill.
Try to.
His instruction doesn't say to.
What are you going to see him about?
He just they may be on the low side somewhat, but I think in general order of magnitude that everybody's got a right to estimate that they have, and nobody else has got it.
See, the only major sort of support is the region point where they can afford to almost any price.
If the government's having cost them about that, what they get for it.
That's why I don't see how we're going to trade much with the Russians. They don't have an enormous oil or gold. We're going to take from them. We're going to take oil.
Pretty sure.